Hey geeks, welcome to episode 95. Wow, 95 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. This is your host, Kate, and this is our con prep episode. We do this every year right before New York Comic Con and kind of give you all of our insider info. The only thing that I do want to clarify that you're going to hear in the podcast is that BookCon is, yes, indeed, at a different location. It's at 500 West 36th Street. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Reference to Comic-Con. I actually, when I was going to Dragon Con, that was exactly how I felt. I hate getting on the plane, and I drugged myself to get on the plane. But when I landed in Atlanta...
Legal drugs.
When I landed in Atlanta, it was totally VillainCon. But yes, the most wonderful time of year is upon us, New York Comic-Con, which actually it's going to have a hard time topping PhillyCon this year, because that was probably one of the best con experiences of my life. Our lives.
I could go with that, definitely.
But
I think also because PhillyCon has less Wizard World Philly, not PhillyCon. They're two different ones, actually.
Yeah, not PhillyCon.
I know. Wizard World Philly, actually, I don't want to say there's less to do, but there's kind of less to do. So it's more about just hanging around with people you like.
Yeah, Wizard World, not so much, not as big on the tinier panels. They do have the tinier panels, but they have mostly spotlight panels.
Right.
And you know when they're happening, and this year we were lucky enough to get into Captain America and Thor and blah, blah, blah. Whereas New York Comic Con, which is this monster, which apparently... I did not know this, but New York Comic Con has more visitors per year than San Diego. Like, there are more people at New York Comic Con than there are people at San Diego. So
it's something to do with the... I don't know that that's necessarily true, but New York has found a way to fudge their numbers to say so.
I think even though they're fudging it, I think there really are... There technically are. I think last year they were saying something like 140,000 people, and I was like, I don't... No, you're saying that because you sold 140,000 individual tickets. It doesn't mean that it's 140,000 individual people.
Right.
But anyway, regardless, there are a lot of people in the Javits Center. So things to do before New York Comic Con. Number one, sleep as much as possible.
Yes.
For real. Like, bank on getting sleep these 2 weeks.
You will not sleep at con.
No.
Like, you will want to. But then something will happen, and you will not.
Or you're like me, where you, A, don't sleep well in a place that you are not used to, and B, have friends that snore, and C, might wind up sleeping on a futon. So it's going to be hard for me to get any sleep at New York Comic Con. But sleep as much as possible these few weeks. Up your vitamin C. Emergency is my favorite. Start taking it now, once a day. Up your vitamin C levels.
Speaking of health issues, when you're at Comic-Con, Coldies is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I swear we are not getting paid by them. We probably should be, because I say it every year.
They should be a sponsor.
I say it. They should sponsor us. They're very responsive to Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, they're cute.
Anytime you mention them on Twitter without a hashtag, without like mentioning them by like account name, you just say Coldies, you will get a tweet from them being like, we hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, it's cute. I actually use this
method. It's adorable and creepy.
I've used this method of avoiding con crud for at least the last 2 years. New York
you're
Comic
welcome.
Con included. But the one that really threw me was I was worried about Dragon Con, because not only was I going to a con, but I was flying. So, I still did my usual take a Coldies and an emergency every morning and every night. Every morning when I got up, after I'd eaten breakfast because you can't drink for a half hour after you take coldies. And then every night before bed, both the coldies and the emergency, and I walked away without Concrete. However, I have a bunch of friends who, like, took buses or drove who wound up with it. So somehow this is a magical formula that we have found, you guys. Just take our word for
welcome.
It. They make multiple different flavors of coldies. They now have a mixed berry one, which I'm really curious to try.
Except, it's okay.
Well, see, I like mixed berry things, but here's my reasoning for never buying it. It's because there are only 12 lozenges in that box, whereas there's usually 16 in the others, and it's the same price. Well, I'll take the lemon.
I have reformed you. You were a non-believer, and I have reformed you into the ways of
coldies. So coldies and emergency are our way of drinking a lot of water. So make sure that you bring a refillable water bottle with you to New York Comic Con because there are water fountains everywhere. Our favorite place to refill is Artist Alley.
There are like 16 bathrooms.
Yeah, and there are.
And by 16, I mean like four. But still, that's a lot, guy.
Yeah, if you can hold it a little bit, try to get to Artist Alley, and use the bathrooms there because you might wait a little bit, but you're gonna wait like two people instead of 12, or more. So yeah, definitely go there, especially for the ladies, because you know that we're all gonna be waiting in line because that's just our line.
Yeah, well, not only that, because it takes people some time to get off their costumes.
Yeah, well,
and I've seen some very interesting situations in Comic-Con bathrooms, folks.
Well, I've helped multiple cosplayers either out of or back into costume pieces in Comic-Con bathrooms. It's always really fun. That's one thing that I definitely try to build into my costumes is a way to pee. Like,
yes.
My Captain Carter costume, I can take off and put back on myself because I've rigged it so that I can go to the bathroom. Like, it's important. People don't always think of this, but it's important. So, anyway, yes, definitely drink a lot of water. If you're a coffee person like I am, and I usually need an afternoon jolt, my favorite thing, I'll drink a coffee in the morning, but my new favorite thing is Crystal Light has those little, stick things that come in a little box that you can find where, like,
the powders, the individual powders.
Yeah, and they're, like, an individual serving of them. They make a couple different flavors that include caffeine. There's, like, a peach mango, and there's a citrus one. One box has, like, 10 of them in it, and it's a great way for you to get, like, an afternoon jolt of caffeine if you need it, and you're still drinking your water. You're not putting more coffee into your body. Now, there is a Starbucks in the Javits Center. You're going to wait on that
line.
You're
never going to get there.
Yeah. You'll wait on that line as long as you'll wait for a panel. So don't even bother. Just, come prepared. Along with that, our other way of surviving in terms of health is to bring snacks. Our favorite
snacks. Make sure you have tons of snacks.
Yeah, even especially if you're going with a group, just split them evenly amongst you and try to reconvene. I like the Nut Kind bars. M likes the trail mixes, which I usually narc from her as well. Mm-hmm. I like to pack a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I have a wheat allergy, and not only is the convention center food court not conducive to someone with food allergy, but you're going to wait in line forever if you try to wait there.
Also, though, I will throw this in. While the Javits Center is totally cool with you bringing your own food in, Madison Square Garden, where they're doing some of the panels, is not. They will throw your food out. They threw out my trail mix last year.
Yes, they will. We went in for the Walking Dead premiere, which was in the much bigger Madison Square, like the big Madison Square Garden that sits 50,000
people. The arena.
Right, the arena, which we'll get to the multi-site thing in a sec. But
be aware that Madison Square Garden has their own rules for cosplay. It has their own rules for what you can bring in.
Yes, they do. So be aware of that.
Throw out your full bag of trail mix and they will not care.
Yes, they will. So definitely bring snacks. Gluten-free pretzels are another one of my favorites. Nuts are always really good because then you're getting some protein. But try to give yourself a good breakfast in the morning. I know Em likes her pre-con croissant.
It's always the pre-con croissant. I will go buy a whole pack from Trader Joe's and have one every morning.
Yep. Whereas I usually do like a waffle or I'll get some fruit or just make sure you eat something. I'll try to do yogurt because yogurt's at least somewhat filling, and then we have our snacks for the day. Because if you eat that in the morning, now that kind of changed a little bit on us last year because They started the banding procedure for main stage panels 2 years ago. And it was great. It's been great the last 2 years. However, last year they decided that they were going to let everybody in the doors at 8 a.m. to get into the shoots when they wouldn't be handing out the panels until, or the wristbands until 10 a.m. So that kind of threw us a little bit. Thankfully, we had really awesome friends who went and got in line at 6:30. We got dressed in our costumes and showed up and met them in line around 7:30, gave them breakfast, and then we all went in at 8 o'clock. So we packed a little bit more heavy on the snacks. I'm predicting something similar this year. I have not seen anything about what time they are opening the doors yet. I tried looking today, and I just couldn't find anything about that policy. However, they do clear the main stage between panels. And this year, instead of the banding procedure, they're doing what they're calling badge tapping. So the same way you tap your badge to go into the convention center and you tap your badge to leave the convention center, you are now going to tap your badge to get into your panel. I have
this
no idea.
This just sounds like a nightmare waiting to happen.
It does. I have no idea how efficient this is really going to be. I guess they think that with the fan verification codes and all the coding and everything, it's going to be really efficient. I predict some temper tantrums. I predict a badge not scanning correctly and someone not being able to get into a panel, and I just see things going wrong. Why mess with a good thing, you guys? Just keep up the banding procedure. It worked. It worked so
right.
well.
Well, also, my thing is, how are they going to have you tap in? It's going to take longer to get people in and out of the panels, whereas if you have a wristband, you can just hold up your wristband and people see it and go, okay, go on in, whereas if you have to physically tap something, it's gonna take time.
The only way I can see this going at all efficiently is if they're actually, like, if you're, the way that they did it last year. So now, if you guys are new to New York Comic Con, we'll explain kind of how the whole banding procedure worked last year. We got in line at 7:30, like we said, and then at 8 o'clock we were allowed into the Javits. And when you go in, you tap in. You go in the front doors, which when you tap in, there's like six or eight aisles that you can go through. Security's going to check your weapon, they're going to check your bag, and you're going to go in through the front doors and then downstairs into what they call the garage, which is just a big room with a bunch of metal pipe lanes. There's nothing. It's just these lanes. And you're driven in through, kind of like cattle, through one chute that goes all the way to the back of the garage, and then you go left and you find the lane for the panel.
And you pick your lane.
Right. And last year, the way they did it was when you would go into that lane, there was someone in the back with a clicker who would click off the number of people who were going into that lane. And once they reached the limit, they capped it and no one else was allowed in that lane. That worked fine. The only thing I can see them doing this year is having like three people at the end of that line who's going to tap your badge as you get in the chute.
I guess. I'm not talking about lining up to get. Well, then
that's
you shouldn't
what I mean.
Have to wait in line.
Right, so are we getting
but in? I'm not talking about getting in like that. I'm not worried, but I'm worried about getting into the actual panel.
Getting
like.
Into the yeah, so if you've, I'm assuming they're going to have, you're going to have to tap your badge to get into the panel room too, so there's going to have to be multiple volunteers standing there with the iPads to tap
right,
you
but
in.
I just feel like this is not efficient,
they're
guys.
They're complicating things. You know, for all we know, you guys, they could have come up with some wonderful way to do it. Every year since we started going to New York Comic Con, they've done something to improve everything. And we've always been pleasantly surprised. So I really, really hope that this year we're also going to be pleasantly surprised. However, the one thing that I am not pleasantly surprised about with this year is that they're doing this whole multi-site thing. So
I don't like moving, guys.
Last year they had a bunch of events that were at the Hammerstein Ballroom. They were separate ticketed events that you could buy a separate ticket to and go to that event. Kind of like they did a couple things at the Paley Center in past years too. Last year it was Dr. Horrible's sing along blog. The year before it had been an X-Files panel.
But Paley's isn't affiliated with them.
Paley is not affiliated with New York Comic Con, no. However, the Hammerstein stuff last year was a separate pay-as-you-go ticket. So this year, it's included with your Comic Con badge, which sounds fantastic. However,
except they upped the price.
Yeah, they did up the price of the con badge. Last year it was $117, I think, with fees, and this year it was $130. So they are upping the price, which is another con in the column. That's another bad thing in the con column.
It is a con in the con.
A con. So thankfully, I think So not only are they using Hammerstein Ballroom, they're also using what they're calling the Madison Square Garden Theater. So there's a smaller theater in Madison Square Garden that holds 5,500 people.
That's where they do all the plays and such.
Right, and I was super worried because I thought, okay, so what are they doing? They're going to move everything that they would put on the main stage to Madison Square Garden. That's not what they've done at all. So what's going in Madison Square Garden is whatever they think might attract a lot of attention. So there's a Pixar panel in there for a new Netflix series. Is it Pixar? I might be wrong.
It's DreamWorks.
I was close. DreamWorks, which is doing a new Netflix show. The Walking Dead is in there on Saturday. There's the John Wick panel, which is on Saturday as well. So there are four of them on Saturday, and there's one on Friday. So it's only five things that are in that particular theater. However, it is now New York. This is what it's been described as to me tonight by two different people. It is New York Comic Con's Hall H. You can line up at 8 a.m. You're going to be let in, and you can sit there all day. And you can sit and wait until you get to whatever panel you want to get to.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that's not how I work.
Nope. And that, like, the Hall H thing is one of the things that I have always said if I ever go to San Diego Comic-Con is one thing I will not do. I would rather watch the panel on YouTube the day after or a couple days after and get to see faces than say that I was 5,500 people deep in that room. You know, like, to me, it's really cool to be in there and get to see things first. I'm positive at the DreamWorks thing, they're probably going to show you more than just footage. They're probably going to show you the first episode, which is really cool. So 5,500 people are going to get to see that episode. At the Walking Dead panel, they're probably going to show you the premiere.
Right.
I know this. Like, I understand that that's what's really the draw for all of that. But at the same time, like, no, it's okay. I don't have to. I would rather get up and get in costume and go pal around in the Javits and see all my friends, then go and sleep in line to go into Madison Square Garden Theater for a panel that's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, there are certain things, like, I would love to go see The Walking Dead panel, because unlike you, I still watch the show.
Yeah, I get that. Sorry, guys.
But also they brought on, what's his face? It's Negan, and I'm in love with him.
You know,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's phenomenal. Like, they gave him, like, the worst monologue of all monologues possible to say in the episode where he premiered, and somehow he still persevered through it.
He is one of those characters that I have seen cosplayed like crazy from that show by men and women.
Yes, he's just,
I do understand, and I'm really glad that people still love the show. I'm just not there. But anyway.
I would love to go see that, but if it comes down to having to camp out somewhere, mm-hmm. I would have too much FOMO and want to be doing other things.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like,
that's right. I use the word FOMO.
So let's say you're with a group of your friends, and you're the one that wants to go and see the Walking Dead panel, and you want to make sure you get there, so you're going to sit in line overnight and get in there and whatever. But you're missing the community aspect of Con by doing that. I mean, yeah, you make friends in line and all that. And I know there are a lot of people who, like, that's your thing, and that's awesome. If you're coming to New York Comic Con and you're super excited because you're going to get into the Walking Dead panel and you can finally feel like you're getting a taste of San Diego, good. I'm glad. You know, you guys have fun. I don't think we're going anywhere near Madison Square Garden.
You do you, Booz. You do you.
You do you. There is one thing we want to go to at Hammerstein Ballroom, and that's about it. Well, two for you. One thing I want to go to.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I was looking at the Hammerstein Ballroom lineup, and there is quite a few things I wouldn't mind going to.
Yeah.
Only one is, like, a must for me, which, of course, is the Shadowhunters panel, because we all know how I feel about Shadowhunters.
Yeah, and I want to go to the Shadowhunters panel as well.
But they also have Ash vs. Evil Dead on Thursday, which is, like, Thursday morning, so I might try to hit that up. But they're also having Archer. There was some other, like, AMC premiere or something going on there.
But here's the cool thing, you guys. So I've been playing around with the New York Comic Con app, which that's another thing we're going to tell you to do now. Download the New York Comic Con app if you haven't. If you've downloaded it and you haven't had a chance to peruse, the only thing that's really not in there are maps, which kind of annoys me. Like, I want to see the show floor. Like, I have things I want to see. But you can go in there, and what's really cool is when you go under, it's put together a little differently than it has been in past years, but you have to click events. And then you can go in there and you can click on type when or where. And if you click where, you can literally click the theater at Madison Square Garden and see what's going on all days. So you'll know Like, if you're looking at that, you want to go to the bigger ones, you'll know what else is going to be there. And right now, actually, it's only four things. So it's the Power Rangers and John Wick, the DreamWorks Troll Hunters, AMC's Walking Dead, and then on Friday, there is the Resident Evil panel, which I don't even know if that's worth doing. I don't know. Hammerstein Ballroom has quite a lot more.
So. Oh, my gosh. All right. So this was the joy for me here. So Hammerstein Ballroom, I told you there was a bunch of stuff. There's Ash versus Evil Dead. There's actually Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be talking about everything you need to know about space travel, sci-fi, and the human race, the universe, and beyond. Mm-hmm. Which actually sounds pretty interesting. There is a Walking Dead panel, but I believe it's just Robert Kirkman. Yep. The Exorcist, which I don't feel the need to go see. But guys, Gina Davis.
Oh, yeah, Gina Davis. I love Gina Davis.
I'm not sure if she's going... Yeah, she's going to be there. So there's that.
So there's that.
Legend of the Hidden Temple, Archer's Cartoon Network regular show.
Legends of the Hidden Temple. I'm like, I'm not going back to high school here.
I just want to point out, you know who the voice of Olmec is, right?
No, I do not.
Dee Bradley Baker, you know what else he does? He does Perry the Platypus, thank you very much.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Elementary's down there, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which probably means that Rob Paulsen will be there.
Rob Paulsen, one of our favorites.
Once Upon a Time, which right now is just the, like, creators and such, not any of the cast announced being there. Teen Wolf, I know we have Teen Wolf fans out there.
Right.
Shadowhunters, yay! Sci-fi panel.
Yeah.
So Super Mansion. Legions is there. Which is the FX X-Men show.
Okay. But yeah, you guys, so you can go on the app and you can definitely look this all up yourself. But when you click events, you can go in there and there's other things that are in the under events as well when you click type. There's New York Comic Con Presents, which is a bunch of more so after parties than anything else. The autographing schedule is in there for every day. And then there's also the fan meetups, which are under their own little thing, which they started last year, and I absolutely love that they included it.
Oh, like, they actually have more in there. They only had one yesterday.
There's only one that I would really be interested in doing, and it's during the time that I have something else to do, which is unfortunate. But there's a bunch of fan meetups, which are super fun, so like Harry Potter, Star Trek, DC, Marvel, blah, blah,
Marvel.
Blah, which is great. Last year they had an Agent Carter one, which was so great. I met so many new friends there. Why is there not an Agent Carter meetup this year?
Because there is no Agent Carter on TV this
year.
Shut up. Because ABC is evil.
Because they killed me twice in 1 week. I'm not bitter.
Not at all.
But anyway, so the app really is, I think it's really easy to navigate. It's really jam-packed with a bunch of information. So if you're looking at it, here's the thing that I didn't realize until I was, like, really farting around on here. you can also, like, when you like something, you can click your schedule. You'll be able to see that when you get in there. But if you click into, last year we were talking about if you're looking at a panel that you're interested in, if you clicked into the panel, you could look at the guests that were going to be on the panel because some of the guests at that point had not been announced. Mm. So you can do the same thing here, but they're also going to give you a blurb about what's going on. The really great thing with the autographing sessions is it tells you every single time that the person is going to be signing on every day.
And the prices,
yes.
So you don't have to go looking at five different places.
Exactly. So that's super great. So I think... I think they've really improved on the app. The thing we're going to warn you about, though, with the app is definitely download it now and start playing around on it, but make your list of panels and everything that you want to do somewhere separately. I do it in a note on my phone so that I can look at it there because not only is there no Wi-Fi in the Javits that's going to work, there is Wi-Fi, but you have to pay like $8 a day or something and it's spotty. There is no cell phone service. Like, no LTE.
That's
nothing.
Not true.
There is not.
I mean, it has improved. It's not fantastical.
No. You're going to be able to make a phone call and text each other. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're not really going to be able to get updates on the app. You might be able, the app might still work and give you, like, your 1 hour reminder for something. But don't bank on there being cell service or Wi-Fi in the Javits. There are areas in there that are completely Area 51 and you are not. You're just not. Especially, if I remember correctly, no, I think I had cell service in the main stage last year. I think I did. I don't remember, because you're right. It has been getting better. I think they're, whatever they're doing,
they're trying to improve it.
Yeah, they're trying to make it easier.
It is spotty though. So I mean, I take the lazy man's way of doing things. You're Kate likes to do her whole like notepad thing, which is great for those of you who like to do that. But I take the lazy man's option and I put everything into my schedule and then I just screen cap it. So then all I have to do is go into my photos and I have everything screen capped and everything is right there.
Yeah. It's just easier for me to be like, I want to visit these booths. Here's their numbers. Blah, blah, blah.
True.
So the thing, one of our big things is always like, figure out what your number one thing is that you want or want to do at Comic-Con. If you have an exclusive that is like the only thing that you want or you're going to be completely upset, do that first.
Ten bust.
Yeah. Do that first. Get it. And either, you know, the bag check is super secure. We've used it a couple of times and we've never lost anything. That's also the way that they do it. If they confiscate one of your props when you're going in the door.
They give you a ticket.
They give you a ticket and you pick it up at bag check at the end of the day.
And they put it, last year, it was so sad, guys. Last year they had like piles and piles of weaponry, all in little garbage pails.
Well, they do the garbage
can
thing.
In a cordoned off area.
Yeah, the garbage can thing is really painful when you're walking through security and you see this garbage pail full of like stabs and swords and stuff. And then last year also was the year of the confiscating of the metal Captain America shields. And there were like 10 or so of them just like stacked all in a little row out in the elements, like getting rained on, out in the sun. I would be so furious. Right. So,
well, there was the garbage pails last year that they put outside, which is weird, and they kind of like roped them off and stuff. But I have to say the saddest thing, and I see it every year, the saddest thing I see is the Ash cosplayer from Evil Dead, who has gotten their chainsaw arm confiscated.
So,
And they just don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure if you are a cosplayer and you're going with a weapon that you've looked at New York Comic Con's weapons policy, there was a huge fight on, not fight, but like a huge thing going on online about, this happens every year, because I listened to our prep podcast from last year and we talked about this as well, that props could only be foam or cardboard or, yeah, foam and cardboard, or they weren't getting through security. And yet, like, there were lightsabers aplenty last year.
Lightsabers aplenty.
So I feel like, and I've been saying this all the way along, I feel like every year they put out this huge thing about, like, we're really cracking down on it now. And it's really, like, no, you're not. You're just trying to scare us. So everyone, there's a lot of Star Wars cosplay this year, obviously, because you just came out with a Star Wars movie. So,
right.
And we've got two people in our group who have lightsabers. Two? Yes, we have two that have lightsabers. So one of them contacted New York Comic Con, and like they were probably the 500th person to ask this question about like what about lightsabers, because their lightsabers are the dueling lightsabers that are supposedly con safe and they're not going to break and all that stuff.
Right.
But the hilts are formed steel, and they're saying no metal props. So they contacted New York Comic Con, and a couple of days later they put out the statement that, you know, we're pretty sure that lightsabers are going to be fine, but it's really up to security, because security is a external company. They are not paid by New York Comic Con. They're a security company.
Right.
So it really is up to security this year, you guys. Just be smart about it. Don't be a jerk when they're looking at your prop. That usually helps.
Be nice.
If you have a prop gun, like I have a prop gun that I'm taking in this year, a little Walther PPK, and it's beautiful and beautifully made. It looks real until you feel it. Make sure you have that brightly colored cap on it. That's really for walking the streets of New York City for your safety, especially if it's in a holster or if it's visible. When you're going through security, they probably are going to want to handle it. So just, you know, they've been told, don't give them any attitude. If you give them attitude, you're probably going to get your prop taken away. Just be nice about it. These guys are being paid to be there. It's their job. And the faster you get through, the better. A lot of the times I find when I'm going through weapons check, they touch, especially the PPK, they touch it and they're like, what the, come on. And they put the zip tie on it and you go.
Yeah.
So they're all they need to do is feel that the sword that you have is not metal, or feel that your lightsaber does not weigh 8 or 9 pounds. I have never once heard a story of someone with a lightsaber hurting somebody else, hitting somebody else on purpose.
Right, but you know what? In the same vein, as much as it is a pain to go through all of this, it is for the greater good.
It is.
So
it's for your security. It's for everybody else's.
Because you know someone will be the idiot that ends up hurting someone.
In that same vein, you guys, if you are a cosplayer and you do have a lightsaber, please be aware of your prop for two reasons. If you have it slung over your shoulder, like I'm going to be carrying my big coffee can bazooka. If you have it slung over your shoulder, even though it might not be very heavy and probably won't hurt, you want to be careful that you're not going to poke anybody or hit anybody. A, and B, someone is going to knock into you in some area of the convention center.
It's just going to happen.
So if you have a prop that is delicate, really keep an eye on it or don't bring it, because you're going to get knocked into, and it's not necessarily going to be anybody's fault. It's going to be an accident. So, but yeah, really be aware of your prop. I have to be, thankfully my bazooka cannot really be hurt, and it won't really hurt anybody because it's made out of wipes containers, but, I made sure that it was made out of plastic. But, you know, if I'm carrying it over my shoulder, I could whack somebody in the side of the head, and it's not going to feel nice. So just be aware of where your prop is. Be aware of where your bag is. If you've got a big backpack or one of those big, is it We Love Fine that gives away those massive bags?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also the poster tubes.
And poster tubes. Mm-hmm.
I've gotten mashed in the face by a poster tube.
I've gotten hit. We happen to be of the shorter variety. I am the shortest person in our entire group. I am 5 feet tall. So if you think about me in terms of like a teenager, that's how tall I am. So if you're swinging, or if you're, say, 6 feet tall or 5'9" to 6 feet tall and you have a poster tube or you have a prop and you're swinging it around, you're going to hit me in the head. You're not going to hit me in the shoulder. You're going to hit me in the head.
You're going to hit me in the head.
So just be aware. There are a couple of places where it gets really, really crowded, and we're going to, let me see if I know where they all are. So all the corners of the convention center get really ridiculous because it's where it bottlenecks and people are trying to get around. There also were an increase in, like, little food carts in the back, like, toward the back of the show floor. It bottlenecks there. The block is always super crowded. And the Marvel booth.
Well, because that's where, like, Funko is and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Funko is there, but, like, we're always going over there, not really for Funko. We're going over there for, like, Rock Love Jewelry or I Heart Guts, and they're always in the block, and it's always...
Although... I will say this about Funko this year. Guys, they're doing a lottery to get tickets to even get into their booth.
Fill that out, because
if you need to fill it out before the 28th. You just go to their website. They have a whole little thing. We actually tweeted the link a couple days ago. But if you go to Funko's Twitter, they have that link pinned for you. I believe you have until the 28th of this month to go fill that out.
You do.
You basically fill out your name, your like email, I think maybe your phone number, and then you tell them which days.
Yeah, which days
you're listen, if you're going to be there all 4 days, put it down for all four days. They're non-refundable. You cannot, by refundable, I mean you can't transfer it to anybody else. This is your ticket. So, thank you. That is the word I was looking for. So,
well, yeah, and I don't really want anything, but I've entered it for my friends.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're in a big group of people, just everybody enter it, and, like, yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have to be the one to show your ID and your badge to get on the line, but, like, I'm willing to do that.
So,
not only that, but there are some, what they're calling private autographing sessions, which I'm assuming are going to go on at, like, the IGN booth. Mm-hmm. Those are on New York Comic Con's website as well. If you go onto the website under events, and then you go I through G, you're going to find the autographing sessions, and you have to...
Oh, that's like... Sorry, go on.
You have to fill out the form. It's a lottery, just like the Funko booth. You have to fill out the form the same way, and then click at least 3 of the autographing sessions that you're interested in. I am not interested in any of them, so I didn't fill it out. But not only that, if you are not the if you do not possess your badge, you're going to need the ID numbers off of your badge in order to apply for.
Oh.
Yeah, you need, like, none of ours are registered yet, but you need to have registered your badge and you're going to need the barcode off the back of it in order to fill out for these autographing sessions. So,
what type of people did they have for the autograph? Was it like actors?
The
was
only
it
one,
comic book artists?
It's a mix. The only one that I was halfway interested in was Kevin Feige, which is the only one that at all that, cause it's like casts of things that I'm not watching or not interested in at all. But I'm sure some of you will be, so go on and have a look at those. Em will probably go and do it after we're done recording.
Or right now. I mean, Em's doing it right now.
Or right now. So when going back to the figure out your number one, get on the app, get on New York Comic Con's website and look at all the panels right now. And not only figure out which panel is your number one, especially if it's on 1D, because you're going to have to get in a shoot for it. And you're going to have to play Sophie's Choice probably at least once. Like, Em and I really want to go to the Stranger Things panel on Friday. It's at 11:30 in the morning. But then the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel is at 7:30 p.m. So we're going to have to play Sophie's Choice on which shoot we get into. It's probably going to be Stranger Things.
It's going to be Stranger Things.
Especially because I want to go to the Official Hero Hair panel at 6:30 on Friday. And I wouldn't make it to the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel in time. So you're going to have to play Sophie's Choice where that's concerned. But do yourself a favor and look at all the panels. Just go through the schedule and like everything you might be interested in, because you never know when you're not going to get into a panel and then you have a backup. Always have a backup of something to do. And if you don't have anything to do, go to the show floor. Go find some friends. Go take some photos of cosplay. There's always something to do. Always something to do.
Also, this year, which is really interesting, they've combined BookCon with New York Comic Con. So there's a whole bunch of like a whole bunch of little panels going on for like, I mean, last year there were a couple. There have been for.
Aren't they at a different location?
Like Random
though?
House and stuff. What?
Aren't they at a different location though?
The no, BookCon I don't think
stuff?
So.
I thought the BookCon stuff was external at like.
No, I think it's. Now I need to find this stuff out. But I think that it's, you know, all there.
But yeah, your New York Comic Con badge gets you into everything for BookCon. So if you're super interested in that stuff, you can look at that and you can get into all of that as well, which is really cool. I think that was a smart move on their part, because I don't know what BookCon's attendance rate was like, but I can remember it being like strictly for librarians or something.
At one point was there were like, if you didn't go through, there were a few tickets for like civilians that were very expensive. And I forget what weekend they had it, but it was like a really inconvenient weekend. It was either like Father's Day or Mother's Day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it was Father's Day. Like it always ran over Father's Day weekend.
Okay. But yeah, anyway, yeah, BookCon is included. So take a look at some of those panels. So another thing that is really great is that New York Comic Con offers official shuttles from Grand Central Station and from Penn Station. And that sounds really great.
Just walk.
Until you factor in New York City traffic. So if you're in a costume, yeah, right. But if you're traveling if you're staying like further uptown or further downtown and you're coming in on the subway and you want to get the shuttle from Penn and you have like a costume that's not easy to maneuver in, sure, get the shuttle. But if you can, walk from Penn Station to the Javits. You go out of Penn Station on 34th and make a left. And just go until you hit the water. You probably will not hit the water before you see someone holding a sign that says New York Comic Con with an arrow pointing a different way. You'll hit a point where you just start seeing people in costume or people that you're like, you're in a nerdy shirt. So we're like all those people. Oh, wait, you have lanyards. Oh, follow them. Just follow them.
Follow the cosplay.
Yeah, follow the cosplay. But don't play. I mean, do play Spot the Cosplay, but don't play it with M because she hits.
Hey, that's because you don't pay attention to me when I figure stuff out.
I know.
I am really good at that game.
But last year with the 8 a.m. wake up call, or the 8 a.m. Doors open, we didn't really have an issue with the line at the Javits, whereas 2 years ago...
Oh, we were like three blocks over and around.
We showed up at 9:30 for the 10 o'clock doors on Thursday, and we had to walk all the way around the convention center to find the end of the line.
Now, mind you, back when we started going, you used to be able to buy your ticket, four-day ticket...
2 weeks
in October.
No, we bought them in September, but yes, you could buy them very close to the convention. So this is our sixth year... We're pretty well prepared for it.
So thinking that we could get there at 9:30 for a 10 o'clock door, wasn't that crazy?
No, it really wasn't. Last year's the first year that we did the early morning thing. I don't know, like we say, you guys, we don't know what time the doors are opening. We'll definitely tweet it and let you know when we do know. But yeah, knowing what time to get there is really, really important. Our friends got to the line to sit at, I think, 6 or 6:30. I think 6:30.
And were already around the block.
They were already kind of around the block. They were about, I want to say, 70
Two parking lots over?
Yeah, there were like 70 or 80 people back in
there
line.
There were two parking lots over. I distinctly remember going through two parking lots and then being like, oh, here are our friends next to a fence.
Yeah. But if you're with a group, try to work that out. Like, I'm totally willing to be that person one morning if we have to be. And just be willing to, like, and if you're in line and you see people join someone else, just don't be a jerk about it. Like, that's what this is.
Like, well, I mean, there's reason.
Within reason, yeah. Not like 12 people. Like, we were three girls joining two other people in line.
Yeah. That's not going to make that much difference. But no. You know, if it is, like, 10 people, then I understand being a little
Right. Well, the other thing, this is just a random little thing. So in the past couple of years, they always give you a lanyard. And when we first started doing this, they were great. They were like,
oh, they were diesel.
Awesome.
There was a Dracula lanyard.
Yeah. Was that the one that had the retractable thing on it?
Yes.
Yeah, one was great. I still have it.
I think it might have finally graduated downstairs. I used to have it in the drawer next to me. So I'm like ferreting in there right now. But no.
But now, it made it downstairs.
They've given you like a cord, like a little black cord. We actually went out and bought lanyards one year because the cord was just
2 years ago. We bought lanyards. Well, we're not worried about that now. Now, Hope. So here's my favorite thing. I was looking at New York Comic Con's rules, right? Just because I was curious. Mm-hmm. And the number one rule is you must wear your badge at all times, in parentheses, and around your neck while at New York Comic Con.
Pause, no one ever wears it around their neck.
Pause and rewind. I have never worn it around my neck. Well, occasionally, but even if I have it on the lanyard, even if I have a lanyard, if I'm in costume, I'm tying it on the costume somewhere. We happen to have these really super cool things that we got from someone that we're friends with on Twitter that clip onto your belt loop and have like a retractable thingy on them.
Yeah.
For the tap in, tap out thing. I got them specifically because we do costumes. And you can tuck it somewhere and hide it. Now, presumably, if you're in the building, you've tapped in. So why does it have to be around my neck? Like,
It's because they have you tapping in for all the panels.
Which I get. So just make sure that your honestly, I'm just gonna say, make sure that your badge is accessible. Don't like carry it by itself and stick it in a pocket because you're gonna lose it. Make sure that
I remember being so paranoid.
Yeah, I know. Make sure that it is attached to some form of a lanyard.
It was before Nathan and I were fighting again. Nathan, Philly, and I are in a feud. It's fine, guys. I've learned to accept it. He will too someday.
It's forever going.
He will too someday. But I was getting a photo with him, and you know when I was also in costume at the time. But like when you go to get a photo, like having like a lanyard around your neck isn't like the greatest fashion statement, as far as I'm concerned. So I actually was wearing one of my favorite costumes, my World War II Wonder Woman, and I have a bomber jacket, which gives me, not a bomber jacket, a crop jacket, but it gives me a tiny pocket. Pocket is literally big enough just to fit the badge in. And I remember putting the badge in there and just being so paranoid the entire time. I stood in line, just in line for this photo op.
Yeah. It's just a thing. Like, don't put it in a pocket. Don't put it in your backpack and expect to be able to not have to worry about it. Because especially with all the tapping in and tapping out of panels and things like that, I predict that being in more places than we realize right at this moment. Mm. So just have it accessible at least. So, like, I know some people who would wear it kind of like an ID badge with the clippy thing that, like, lab assistants wear. Whatever, ooh. However you want to do it, just do yourself a favor and don't, like, bring multiple badges with you. I've seen a couple people do this where, like, they clip all of them onto the same hook to keep them, and it's like a memento. And, yeah, your badge is really cool, and you're going to keep it because it is a memento, and it's a nice, hard plastic thing. Do not bring excess badges with you. That was a thing with Dragon Con. They were like, could you not? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a thing. Like, don't bring excess badges, just bring the one. Because there was some counterfeiting stuff going on and things like that.
That's so, like, I would be too lazy to bring old ones.
I know. I was looking at my, like, stack of old ones upstairs, and I was like, why would I want to bring that with me? But yeah, definitely have those. And like we said, you're going to have to tap in and tap out to get into
the convention. So have them accessible now.
And get out. You're going to have to tap in and tap out of the panels, probably. So just have them accessible. Make sure you activate it. Make sure you've got a lanyard of some kind. So, and we kind of went over this, but like, I'm going to call this the bring your own section. What is in our con bags? So,
ooh.
We always, like we said, we have snacks. We said that earlier. We always have refillable water bottles. I usually come with it full and then refill it a couple times throughout the course of the day. If you find yourself not drinking at least a full bottle of water, make yourself do it. Just trust me.
I mean, she's saying that about me because that is completely
me. I'm saying that about you, but there are multiple reasons for that. Not only do we not want you to get dehydrated, but if you get too dehydrated, then you're going to pass out.
And nobody wants that.
It happens at least once a year at New York Comic Con, someone passes out, whether it's from cosplay or lack of food and water because you're having too much fun and you don't think about it. Drink at least a full bottle of water. If not more than that. Do you have a bag of some sort? Em and I have tote bags that we carry that have our show logo on it. Occasionally, we get a bag that matches our costume. So I've got this really cool cross-body red cross bag that I wear when I'm Peggy Carter. I'll have a purse with one of my Peggy Carters this time, actually. Have a backpack if backpacks are your thing. Definitely.
Although I would suggest not a backpack because that gets too in the way of everybody.
They do, and they bump into people as they get more
Although
careful.
I will admit, I have carried around a backpack. Well, I will admit to that. But mine is generally small.
And your cap shield backpack isn't as obnoxious as some people's backpacks get. But basically what we mean is have a swag bag. So have somewhere that you're going to keep all your stuff and where you might be able to fit a couple of things that you buy.
Because even if you're not buying shenanigans, you're going to get some free stuff. Always. There's always something being given
out. There's always free things going on somewhere. You're going to get free buttons. You're going to get
free comics.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get some fun stuff.
Stickers.
So have some more sticker stuff.
Last year, at the Shadowhunters panel, they give you a ton of stuff. You got, like, a bag, like, one of those, like, drawstring, like, backpacks.
You got
a pin. They also gave out these really amazing posters. The artwork was done, I can't remember the artist's name. I will find it for you when I put this up on, when this goes live on our website. But they got a Marvel artist to do a poster of the cast. And it was amazing, and it was huge. And not only did they give you the poster, but they gave you poster tubes to carry it around in.
Smart. With free advertising.
It was brilliant.
Very smart.
But so you're going to end up with some sort of swag.
Exactly. So have
something. So you want to have something to put it all into.
And please God, even if you buy something at the We Love Fine booth, do not lug around that stupid bag.
No, you do it. You do it as a badge of honor, but you just pay good attention to it.
It's as big as I am. I could fit in one of them. I'm going to prove it this
year.
I am going to prove it this year. Someone's going to have one, and I'm going to say, can I get in that just to prove I can do it? And there will be a picture.
You did that last year without the picture.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you climbed into
one. Did I? I don't remember doing it last year. Okay, fine.
I think you did.
Well, there's going to be a picture this year. If I did it last year, I don't remember.
One of the most important things to bring with you is the con binder.
Yes.
Kate and I are huge proprietors of bringing the binder.
Thank you,
Basically, in your you'll get a binder, and in your binder, put some, like, sleeves where you can insert things into them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great for toting around artwork if you get any autographs. Just keeping things nice and neat, and so they don't get squished or bent or wrinkled
really
in your bag.
For photo ops. It's going to keep them safe. It's going to keep your autograph safe. If you're like us, we got really into the whole comic book thing last 2 years, so we were getting some comic books signed. If you're bringing those with you, put each one in its own individual sleeve. You'll just keep it nice and safe. But the other thing is, if you're with a group of people, like, we generally try to only bring one binder per day, and then we split it up when we get home.
Right. We each bring our individual binders so that when you're traveling home from con, you have somewhere to put it.
Right.
But You really only need, if you're with a group, one binder for the day.
And while it doesn't have to be fancy, if you have a conquest journal, those things are awesome.
Those are amazing, and they are making them now. And also, there's the original red one, of course.
Right.
But they also make them in different fandoms.
Yes.
So I, of course, own the Supernatural one because I had to. I believe they make a Star Trek one.
They do. I was going to buy it, but they're not going to be there this year.
They're not going to be...
They're not at New York Comic Con this year.
What?
Calm down. We'll talk about that later.
This is a travesty. I'm not okay with this.
I know.
So that means all you guys have to go on their website now to order your binders.
Yeah, I think you better
get them expressed.
Get them expressed if you want them. Another thing to keep in your bag is what I call a survival kit. So I have a little kind of clear pouch that zips, and in it I have tissues, hand sanitizer, chapstick, deodorant, pain reliever, a nail file, and hand wipes, and a comb, just in case. It's just the things that you don't think about needing. And yes, there's going to be bathrooms and you can wash your hands. But like, if you're sitting in line and you want to eat a snack and you've been like walking around con, you're sitting in a line. Gross. You're going to want to wash your hands a little bit. So at least use sanitizer or hand wipes, please.
Just a little bit.
Wet ones are my favorite. Those are some good things to keep in your bag, definitely, as well as, you know, the other things, snacks. So, of course, snacks. Always have food.
That we just keep circling back to food.
Well, like,
you can tell the type of people we are. Food, yes, food, yes, yes. Do this too, but food.
the snacks are important because we want you to have energy for the day.
I'm not disagreeing that they're important. In fact, they are one of my most favorite things, but... I just find it funny that we keep circling back.
Yes, well, here, I'll circle a different way. Another thing that we found the beauty of, I don't know how long ago, we've been doing this for a long time, is the external battery.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to drain your cell phone. Whether you think you are or not, you're going to drain your cell phone. Even if you decide that you're not going to use the app and you're not going to do this and you're not going to do that, your phone is going to be searching for a network the entire time that you're in the Javits. And I don't mean always. Wi-Fi network. It's going to be searching for cell phone service consistently throughout the course of the day. You are going to get it down to 20%, and it's going to be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to go, oh, crap. So buy an external battery. The charging stations, they did have charging stations every year, but they're usually very crowded, and there's a wait.
Yeah.
They're
the
usually
past few years.
In the hallway leading to Artist Alley, right?
They used to be. I'm not sure if they're still going to be
like
there this year.
I feel like last year they were at the IGN booth, like where the gaming was, but I might be wrong.
No, they were.
So bring an external battery. I have one. The brand is called iEnergy. I bought it at Radio Shack like 3 years ago for $60. It still holds 2 cell phone charges. I just bring that and my... since I bought it, the cable for it... Well, A, the cable for it stopped working, but the cable had 3 different cell phone adapters that you could put on it, and the iPhone one was for the iPhone 4.
Yes.
So it's obliterated itself. So I just bring my own iPhone cable, it hooks into a USB, and it holds 2 cell phone charges. M's, on the other hand, can hold,
and diesel.
It's massive and charge 2 things at once. And like,
it can charge it has 2 ports, it can charge 2 things at once. I do believe it might have up to 6 charges.
Something.
But I'm not 100% on that. I just it is my lifesaver. I have a very long commute to and from work, so I just keep it in my purse always.
And there have been at least 2 conventions where I've hooked my phone up to her battery and just handed her my phone, and she's put it in her bag. Because I want to say, I don't think, maybe Wizardworld Philly, I don't remember, but I know last New York Comic Con it definitely happened.
This year I have 2 external batteries.
Ooh la la, yes. So,
as if the diesel one wasn't enough, now I have one that says Shadowhunters. Because I'm that person.
Well, anyway, so yes, definitely get an external battery. If you have a friend who has a massive one who's willing to let you use it or let you store their phone in their bag, that's awesome too. The less things you can carry per group is always a good idea. This is a big one that we learned our first year at Comic-Con. Be willing to split up. So this is something that I feel like we reiterate a lot.
Right. The first year wasn't so bad because I think the first year, most of us didn't really know why we were there or what we were doing.
Yeah,
so I know the first year
we had no right to be there.
I know the first year that we went, everyone was just like, I think there was like two people in our group who were very like, oh, we want to go do this. And the rest of us were just like, okay, I've sat in on panels for things I never watched,
yeah.
things I had no intention of watching. I was just like, oh, we're all going here. Okay.
Yeah. The first year we didn't really have any right to be there. I don't think we knew what we were doing.
No, the second one, I felt we were okay by the second one. It was just the first one. We were sort of like,
oh yeah, yeah. By the second one, we were into a lot more things and it was definitely like our thing. I think then it was probably year two that we figured out the whole just be willing to split up thing because a couple people in our group got upset that they missed something and it was a thing. So
it was a thing.
It was a thing. So if you're in a group of, even if you're in a group of two, even if you're a pair and one of you wants to go to one panel and the other one doesn't, just be like, all right, well, I'm going to go to this. Where can we meet up afterwards? Even if it's just
I abandoned you last year for Shadowhunters.
Yeah. And having now done a con solo, I actually went to a convention back.
Con solo.
Oh, that's a bad pun. Such a bad pun. So back in, I want to say May, I won tickets to Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, and I went by myself. So I've now had that experience. And you know, you just have to put yourself out there. If you want to have that, if you want to do something, just be willing to go by yourself. I know some people have social anxiety. They don't like to split up, and that's one thing. But if you're intent on going to something, like, I really want to go to the Hero Hair panel at 6:30 on Friday. I don't know if any of my friends want to go. I don't care. I'm going to that panel. I do care.
I don't care. I don't care about any of you. Well, I kind of do, but not really.
Stop it. No, I do care. It's just, I know that I want to go to that. So if no one else is interested, that's fine. So just be willing to split up. Sit down when you can. If you're in a line and you're going to be in it for more than 20 minutes, sit down. Give your legs and feet a rest, especially if you're in costume. The days that we are in heels, we sit down a lot. Even if you're not in costume, just the act of standing can sometimes be more exhausting than walking. So give your feet and your back a break and have a seat. buy your photo ops and autographs early if you can. So not all of the autographs are listed on the New York Comic Con website. The photo ops are. We got very, very, very lucky. And by very lucky, I mean our friend Les is a wizard. And we not only got our Stan Lee photo op, but we also got our Carrie Fisher photo op right before that one sold out.
Oh, yeah.
So those are officially sold out for the convention. I'm sorry to tell you guys, but if there are other photo ops that you want and you can buy them ahead of time, do it now, because when you get there, you're going to have to stand on yet another line to buy said photo op. The autographs, on the other hand, a lot of them, especially if they're for the bigger name people, there's a table at the end of the aisle where their table is to sign, and you can buy the autograph there. Some of the autographs are already up to buy early. I would suggest buying them early. It's one less thing you have to do when you get there.
Right.
This is always my thing. Make lists. I don't know when
Kate is a list maker.
I know, and I tried to figure it out today when I wrote this on my notes here.
While she was listing and noting.
When I started making lists, and I honestly think it's because 2 years ago, New York Comic Con, I forgot pieces of your costume.
Yes.
And
but you had a list then.
I know, it was wrong. I don't know when I started doing this, but I know I became worse about it from that year because I forgot. I mean, it wasn't a crucial piece of the costume. The costume still worked without it, but I was still really annoyed at myself for forgetting it. So I make a bunch of lists. I make a packing list, and by packing list, I mean just the general. Like, if I know we're going somewhere, or even just if I know that I want to change into something before we go out to dinner or whatever, some regular street clothes. I know some people who just pack costumes and forget about street clothes. This cracks me up.
Yep.
I'm like, how do you survive? So like just the essentials, pajamas, regular street clothes, the under things, your shower stuff. Because please, guys, please shower.
Shower.
Please shower. Please wear deodorant. And please try to get some sleep. You're not going to get a ton, but try to get some. I also then make a cosplay packing list. So this year I'm bringing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh my God, 6 costumes.
Sorry.
Oh my god, I'm bringing six costumes this year, so I usually will write down the character and then list everything that is involved in that costume, even if it coincides with another one. So like if I'm doing multiple Peggy Carters like I'm doing it this year, I'll still write my contacts and my wig and my whatever undergarments or whatever, even if they double, just to make sure that I check it off.
To make sure that you do not forget them.
Right. Like, there are certain things that I cannot forget to be Peggy Carter, like red lipstick. So, and, you know, props and all that stuff. I also do a to-do list, which I actually have right next to me right now, and it's rather short, which is good. It's just repair work on some costumes that got damaged over the last few cons that I've gone to. I also do a shopping list. If you need to buy anything, even if that's like your coldies and your emergency, which both are things I need to go out and buy, or things to replenish your survival kit if you go to cons a lot like we do. I usually have to replenish my survival kit at least one or two things before we go to New York Comic Con again, especially with the increase in cons that I went to this year. I don't know how that happened. So yeah, make lists because it's one of the only ways that I know of to not forget something. I'm very
fair enough. This is where Kate and I differ. She's a list maker. She's a note taker. Like she like for tonight, like totally went back and listened to things and took a whole bunch of notes.
I did.
I went through my app and I was like, what's going on? What's happening? Okay, good to know this.
Em's the plucky comic relief.
I am the comic relief. That's why you'll hear the first portion is 19% of Kate being like, and this, and this. And me in the background going, yes.
Yes. My other big thing is, and this is just me, not everyone does this, but start packing for con early. And I don't mean like start packing for a con at the beginning of September. Like I know some people who do that, but like I am finishing up my last few notes on these costumes to repair them. And I want to start packing by like next Wednesday. And by start packing, I just mean like getting all of the laundry,
gathering things.
Right. So like do your laundry so that you have the clothes that you know you're going to like and be comfortable in and want to wear. Make sure, like I just had to wash a couple of costume pieces that were worn down in Atlanta and it is hot in Atlanta, FYI.
That's why they call it Hotlanta.
Yes, it is. But when you're marching in the Dragon Con parade as Captain Carter, that needed to be washed. So, or like if you have specific under things that you wear underneath, like I wear a tank top under that. I wear a tank top under our Howard's Angels. Make sure that stuff is washed. And that's the stuff I'll start packing at first. And then it'll be, you know, the costumes and the wigs and the props and all of that stuff. But yeah, start packing early. My other thing that I started doing a couple years ago when we started cosplaying really hard was making a cosplay repair kit. So this doesn't have to have a lot in it. At first I started making them for each individual costume, and now I just make one that's like small and that is, you know, universal. All I really put in it is, some safety pins, some, quilting pins, like pins to try to pin a seam closed. Hand needles and thread, the little mini super glue or the little mini E6000s.
Right.
And then if you want to have like a tiny roll of duct tape, which I usually have one of those little ones. The only time I've ever taken something that wasn't that was the first year that I wore Captain Carter, which was last New York Comic Con. I took backups of my SSR symbols because they're made of craft foam. And if they broke or tore, I could put new ones on if I needed to. If you have something that's like that, that's really delicate, that might get broken, you might want to make backups just to have them in case. But yeah, the cosplay repair kit is another thing that always goes in my con bag or someone's con bag.
In the designated con bag.
Yeah. So is, my Dugan, our friend Heather, who comes dressed as Dum Dum Dugan. She generally takes my bag from me. So it's fine. Okay. So this is something that I said last time. So if you're a cosplayer and you've been doing it for a couple of years and you're getting to the point where you know that the costume you're going to wear is going to be popular and people are going to want your photo, which I totally did not expect with Captain Carter last year, but wow. If you are walking through the convention center and you're on your way to a panel or to get in line for a panel and you have a couple of people stop you to take a photo of you, and then five more people join in to get a photo, and you think you're done, and then five more people say, hey, no, can I get a photo? It is completely okay for you to be like, you know what, you guys, I'm running to get a panel, but I'm going to be here afterwards. Or it's in this room if you wanted to come and see me later. It's perfectly okay to do that.
Just be polite about it.
Be polite about it. Don't be a jerk. Just be like, I'm really, really sorry, but I want to get to this panel. They're going to want you to get to your panel, too, because there's going to be a panel that they'll want to get to and not be kept waiting. So it's perfectly fine. Just tell them that you'll either be, you know, you'll be back in that particular area or whatever room the panel is in or where you're going to go after that or something. Just be like, you know, I'll be around or I'll be going to Artist Alley afterwards or something.
Right.
There's been a lot of activity in this one community that I'm on Facebook about, like, keeping yourself safe. So if you're not comfortable telling people where you're going to be, just tell them that you'll be around the convention for the rest of the day and you hope that you see them again. If you're not comfortable being like, I'll be in this room or something. I already talked about the fandom meetups. Oh, yeah, we said this last year because I don't know if we did this last year, but try to go to at least one after party. So they don't.
We were supposed to go to one, but we missed it because we went to Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, which was kind of much more worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it. Where we almost got to meet Joss Whedon.
Shut up, Nathan Fillion. We're fighting.
I know. So yeah, try to go to at least one after party. We have been to the Geek Girl Brunch after party. We went to that one 2 years ago. And we had a great time. They really are super fun. So, you know, find one that looks really interesting and go to that one. At least go for a little while. I know that we're going to a private party on Thursday night. Well, we are.
We sound so fancy.
I know. We do sound so fancy. It's just a friend of ours is having a party at his place. So we're going to that on Thursday night.
Yes.
The rest of the nights are open to interpretation, but do go to an at least one after party or try to, like, if you've made a new group of friends, try to see if you can, you know, go out to dinner with them or something. 2 years ago, it's only been 2 years and someone seems to think we've known each other forever. We met a friend of ours, a really good friend of ours, Mike, who's been on the podcast. We met him 2 years ago at New York Comic Con and he invited us out to dinner and now he's a really good friend of ours. So you never know what's going to happen. He does seem to think he'll introduce me to people and be like, I met her like 5 years ago. I'll be like, no, you didn't.
Two.
We met 2 years ago at New York.
I was there. It was two. It was two.
He does like to say that. So we talked about the lotteries for the booths. I think we got through all of my notesy things.
Woo! We're going off book, people.
We're going to go off book. Off book. It's not a book. It's just 4 pages.
That is, considering my note pages consist of, no wait, this is not true, I wrote something down, I wrote cold ease emergency,
I know,
and then a bunch
I have,
of stars.
I have that,
that was my note.
And also next to the shower and sleep. Oh, the one thing that I know we didn't mention, but it's going to be quite obvious, is they do clear the main stage 1D between every panel. So there's no just sitting and camping out in that. It used to be that way.
You can't do that now.
I think 3 years ago it was still that way. And
yes.
2 years ago when they started the banding system is when that ended.
And yes, that's when they killed it.
It's been working really, really well. So now you get to go play the let me sit in the room all day at Madison Square Garden. If that's your thing, enjoy.
Have fun.
Have fun with that. But I'm going to really emphasize the whole please shower and sleep just one more time. Please shower. Look, I talked about this last year too. I, like, right about midday on Saturday, the con funk hits the show floor. And it's this weird, I can't explain, I have a very sensitive nose. I can't explain the smell, but it's there. And I'm tiny, so it hovers right at my nose level. Just do me a favor, at least once per day, wash your body and please put on deodorant. That's all I'm asking. It's not hard.
I feel it's kind of sad that we plea this every year.
I know, and it's consistent. And you know, it was a thing at Dragon Con too. I was just like, does nobody shower? I don't understand. We're in hotels. There are 3 hotels that this convention is in. Really? I understand if you have like high sweat glands and all that stuff. I get that. That's a condition, and I get that. But just in general, please wash yourself and please
deodorize.
Please use that hotel room of yours and get some sleep. I need at least 4 hours to try to function like a normal human being. Con, I usually average about 3, 3.5.
I can do 2 or 5.5.
I can be conscious at 2. I'm not going to be happy about it.
No, I can make it. I've done it before. I've made it through a full day of work on 2 hours of sleep.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we haven't chatted about. I think we got it all. But yeah, definitely figure out your number one exclusive, your number one panel, your number one booth, your number one person you want an autograph from, and do that first. Just get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be much happier and you won't miss the opportunity.
So we're going to be all over the social media in the upcoming weeks before and during, well, probably not during,
not,
but before
con
with all sorts of updates and that kind of stuff. So make sure you stay tuned to our Twitter,
our Instagram,
our Facebook, and our Insta, because we will be just pumping stuff out.
And we'll post a photo on our Instagram, and maybe we'll tweet it out there too, every morning of the con in what costume we're in, so you guys can come and try to find us. We'd love to meet more of you. We've met some of you over the years, and it's been so much fun to have people be like, I listen to your podcast, and we're like, wait a minute, what?
People listen?
People listen to us? Wait. But yeah, we really do like to meet you guys, and we like to put faces to the people who tweet at us or Instagram with us, so but yeah, definitely follow our Instagram and our Twitter. Our Twitter is allgeek2, the number 2, me, radio. Our Instagram is allgeek2meradio, all words, right?
All words.
All words. And then we're It's All Geek to Me Radio on Facebook. We also have our blog, which is itsallgeektomeradio.com, which the day that this goes live, you guys can find all the links to everything we're talking about on there. And yeah, we really look forward to seeing you guys at Con. We hope we prepared you enough with our combined, 6 years of experience doing this convention. Mm-hmm. I really hope that we're back next year. We'll see what happens this year. But yeah, so definitely follow all of our social media. We'll have more stuff up there. And until next time, I'm Kate.
I'm Em.
And have a great weekend, geek, you guys.